Now we're going to end with some music. A hidden musical gem receives its world premiere in Salt Lake City in the United States tonight. The manuscript spent hundreds of years hidden from view and was found languishing inside a garage wall of a private house in the British city of Durham. It was pulled out, dusted off, and then carefully prepared for a modern orchestra. Well, the piece of music is a violin sonata by Francesco Geminiani, orchestrated by his British contemporary Charles Avison. It dates back to the 18th century. Harpsichordist and emeritus professor of music at Boston University, Mark Kroll, edited down the work for today's performance, and he takes up the story.
There are two workbooks, but they're really treasure troves of information. Every great composer has used these to try out these pieces and to just keep a record of their ideas. Avison, Charles Avison, who was Newcastle's favorite son, he was born there and died there and worked there in the 18th century, composed and published lots of interesting music, but until the year 2000, the existence of these workbooks was completely unknown. And the story is very interesting. On December 8th, 2000, an anonymous donor put up for auction what we call Workbook One. It was a workbook of 276 pages, 276 pages of music in Avison's hand, his son's hand, and others. The discovery of such a large workbook is unique, I believe, in music history. Remarkably, a year later, Professor David Greer, professor of music at the University of Durham, put up for auction another workbook of Charles Avison, and this has 328 pages. And this one was discovered by chance in the wall of the garage of his father-in-law, Leslie Reagan, who I understand was a very renowned English musician and teacher and organist and conductor in the 19th century. I think he died in 1968. In the space of 2 years, we have 600 pages of music by Charles Avison that we had never seen before. Avison was a student of Francesco Geminiani, the great violin composer, and we have no other examples of this kind of genre in which Avison took all of Geminiani's violin sonatas and arranged them for string orchestra, which was the ensemble he had in Newcastle. We didn't know it existed. They were never published. They're unique sources. Here is Avison, Geminiani's student. The best way he could honor Geminiani is by taking this violin sonata and setting it for the ensemble of a small string concerto group that he used throughout his life. It's a way of seeing how Avison viewed Geminiani's music, his teacher's music, and how he interpreted it. Not only are there pages and pages of music, but this book was obviously used throughout the 19th century. For example, on one of the pages, I found a sermon and with the title, Lo, Good People. And underneath it, it said, the above was inked in by Dewar, D-E-W-A-R, 1879. Clearly, Mr. Dewar, or Pastor Dewar, had this book and was using the music in it, and there was an empty space, a spare page, so he used it to put his sermon in. There are also children's drawings and scribblings. So clearly, perhaps Edward Avison, Charles Avison's son, when he was a kid, was sitting by his father and decided to do a pencil drawing of something, just as kids will do while sitting by their fathers. And one more thing is that there are a number of songs, including two, that express support for Bonnie Prince Charlie during the Jacobite Rebellion. These would have been considered treason in those days, but I'll leave that for British historians to answer that. So this book has much more in it than just music.
remarkable story told by Mark Kroll, who's a harpsichordist and emeritus professor of music at Boston University. Nabila, is that to your taste musically?
Well, absolutely. I'm certainly a classical music enthusiast. And I have to say that the highlight of my early Christmas period has been the performance of the Handel's of Handel's Messiah at St. Paul's Cathedral. Mm. I mean, it's easy to rubbish the Messiah as a populist Christmassy presentation, but I think it's absolutely beautiful.
In that setting as well.
Stirring, yeah, absolutely. And performed in the magnificent setting of St. Paul's. It just really is quite magnificent. It's an extraordinary experience, really.
Late Baroque, I'm reading it. Is that...
Well, actually, I was just thinking about the Baroque and Christmas, because it was about 10 years ago, was it 2005, I think, that Radio 3 devoted its Christmas broadcast to Bach.
Sounds about
and
right.
It was extraordinary, actually. I was doing a lot of driving around London, visiting various family members at the time, and it was just a treat because you'd get something different every time and something you'd never heard before. So you were always expanding your musical horizons. It was, I remember that Christmas and the radio that Christmas more clearly than any other period of radio of my life, actually.
On that note, we're going to bring things to a close. Thank you both very much for being a part of the programme today. Thanks to Ed Smith and to Nabila Ramdani.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to this edition of Weekend. Back at the same time tomorrow, if you can join me. And the news headlines coming up in just over a minute's time.